And we'll be joined momentarily by an NFL Network analyst. And by momentarily, I mean right this second. An NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Mayock. NFL Network provides live coverage of the 2018 NFL Draft tonight, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. Fox will air NFL Network's coverage of rounds 1 through 3. Mike Mayock is my guest. Mike, good morning. Great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good, Mike. I'm great. It's your big day. You release your one and only mock draft, and you've got Cleveland. Let me start right there. Cleveland taking Sam Darnold, number one. Mike, what do you make about that fit for the team and for the player? Why do you like him going right there?
Yeah, I thought, Jim, since the combine, that with John Dorsey in charge, the two quarterbacks that make the most sense based on his background and history would be Sam Darnold and Josh Allen. And I'm not really going to change my mind. I love the Baker Mayfield stuff. I get it. But at the end of the day, I love the Sam Darnold fit because I think Josh Allen might have a little bit more upside. He's got the biggest arm in the draft, et cetera. But he's got some bustability to him also from an accuracy, anticipation, and timing perspective. So I think Darnold has almost the same ceiling. I think he's safer. And what I really love about the pick is that the signing of Tyrod Taylor in the offseason, I think he's an undervalued starting quarterback. And what it does is whoever they take, it gives them the opportunity to bring that kid along at the pace the kid demands. And he'll be ready to start because Tyrod Taylor's a good, I think he's a very solid quarterback. They can start him whenever they want. So I think it's a perfect situation to develop a young quarterback behind.
We're talking to Mike Mayock. I agree with you, Mike. I like Tyrod Taylor. I mean, I'm not saying that he's a franchise guy who's going to lead you to a Super Bowl, but I think the guy's a lot better than he gets credit for. So I agree with you. I think that's a good situation. You mentioned Baker Mayfield. You mentioned the reports that you saw about him possibly going there. ESPN saying that there are coaches and GMs saying that now they're leaning towards that. If, in fact, that were the case, play along for a minute. If that were the case and they were to take him, what would your reaction be?
I'd be surprised, just again, because of John's history. But John's got a little swag to him, and so does Baker Mayfield. And I think he embraces the moment. And I don't think any situation would be too big for the kid. I think from an intrigue perspective, from a television perspective, from a fan interest perspective, if Mayfield went first, it changes the entire top end of the draft. I think the Giants have to be sitting there at 2 and thinking, if there's a franchise quarterback available that they believe in, and if Darnold is that guy, for instance, if he was available at 2, the franchise quarterback trumps everything else. You know, and all of a sudden, Barkley or Chubb could be out of the picture if Darnold was the guy for the Giants. And now you look at the Jets at 3, they'd be sitting there going, oh my goodness, the worst-case scenario has happened. We traded from 6 to 3 hoping we get the number 2 quarterback, not the number 3 quarterback. But yeah, I think Mayfield going 1 with change would reset the whole deck.
Mike Mayock, NFL Network analyst, joining us. But, Mike, then we flip back. If it doesn't go that way and Sam Darnold does go number 1 and Saquon Barkley is sitting there at number 2 for the Giants, you've talked about him being a generational running back. What is it about him that makes him so special, and how much would he change that Giants offense if that's where he ends up?
Yeah, I think he's a great fit. And, you know, if you look at Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, Fournette, 3 of the running backs that have gone in the top 10 in the last several years, when a team commits to them philosophically and feeds them the football, they become better. All 3 of those players help those teams become better immediately. It takes pressure off quarterback. It takes pressure off the defense because it shortens the game, and it helps the offensive line. And that offensive line in New York has to get fixed also. You know, they signed Patrick Omame. They signed the left tackle Folder. You know, they're doing the right things to fix it. But if you plug him in there and commit to him and get him 20-plus touches a game, all of a sudden, I believe you're right back in that NFC East mix.
NFL Network's coverage of the draft gets underway at 8 p.m. Eastern this evening. Mike, there were reports that emerged last night that Josh Allen had offensive tweets from a few years back. Knowing the research, Mike, the team's put into each player, do you think that surprised any NFL front office or would change their thinking on him in any way?
I don't think it would change anyone's thinking, first of all. I think they probably, most of them, have done that homework anyway. And at the end of the day, it's just a shame. You're 15, 16, 17, and you put something stupid out there. In today's world, It lives with you, as I try to tell my children all the time.
It's funny, Mike. I said the same thing. I said no sooner than I saw that, I sent my kids a tweet saying, listen, it better that you don't think this at all, but you really don't want to put that down anywhere where somebody can see it, because the internet is in ink and it will come back. But best of all, just don't think it. Then you have nothing to worry about. What do you come out, Mike, on Josh Rosen? One of the things that really jumps out to me about your mock is you've got him going to Arizona at 15. Can you lay that out for me? What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, I have no issues with the kid. I hear all the stuff about the kid and what kind of teammate he is or how smart he is. And I'm like, I don't understand when intelligence has become a bad thing. I look at that as a positive, that he's a smart kid. I think he's a tough kid. I don't discount him as a person. My discount comes because I think I see Sam Bradford. And what that means is a beautiful, natural thrower of football, but an inability to protect yourself. He had a couple concussions last year. He missed half the year before with a shoulder. And if there are durability concerns, no matter how good you are, like when Sam Bradford's healthy and they protect him, it's beautiful. But I couldn't take a quarterback in the top 3, 5, 6, 8 if I was concerned about his ability to answer the bell on a week-to-week basis.
Now, Mike, you know, the Bills Mafia is really curious about how this is going to go. The Bills have a number of options in front of them. Let me ask you about Buffalo. What makes the most sense for the Bills?
Well, I mean, if Sam Darnold were to slide a little bit and they had the ability to trade up and get him, that makes a ton of sense for me. If it goes as I thought it would go in my mock, you know, with Darnold going 1, Mayfield's going at 3, I think they've talked to every team up there going as high as number 2. They've accumulated all that draft capital. They've got to come out of this draft with a quarterback. They signed A.J. McCarron, has a limited starting history. I've got them taking Josh Allen by trading from 12 to 6. And they've got to do something tonight. And I tried to get them up to Cleveland at 4, but I think Cleveland wants to get Mike McGlinchey, the tackle, to fill in the spot for the Joe Thomas, who just retired. So somewhere in that 4, 5, 6 range, I think you're going to see Buffalo come up and get their quarterback.
Mike Mayock joining me for a few more moments. The draft is tonight. NFL Network is all over it. Mike, you were in Indy for the Combine, of course. You had a chance to witness everything that Shaquem Griffin did. I've had a chance to speak with him several times over the years. Every time I talk to him, Mike, I come away loving him even more. And he said, you said, that he plays harder on every single snap than any player in the country, which is really high praise. What do you make of him as a person and as a football player?
I'm excited for his future. He lights up a room. He's what I call an energy giver, which is a positive thing in the locker room, positive energy. He'll help change the culture of the way you play on your team, in your locker room, in the linebacker meeting room. Everything about this kid's positive. And obviously we all know about the situation with his hand. I don't even worry about that, Jim. Here's how I evaluate him as a football player. He's 6 feet, 227. And like 6 foot, 227-pound linebackers, even though he can run and he's got a great motor, he's going to get stuck on blocks with big offensive tackles. So when you're 6 foot, 227, even though you run 4.38, most of the time those guys go somewhere in the 4th or 5th round. And I think what Shaquem Griffin's going to be is probably somewhere in the 4th round. He'll be a special teams player. He lived on the edge. He's played the edge position, defensive end, outside linebacker. But he's going to have to learn to play off the ball. And remember, I mean, like his brother, he played defensive back in high school. So even though he doesn't have a hand, he's used to playing defensive back. I love everything about the kid, and I think his intangibles trump all. And whatever team gets him, they're just going to love this kid.
I agree. I love the guy. I love the guy, and I think it's going to be so great for the culture, whoever ends up with him. So here we are, Mike, a few hours out from the start of the draft. What does the rest of the day look like for you before the draft does get underway?
It's basically just kind of sitting at the desk at the hotel, talking to some teams around the league, trying to get a feel for what's real and what isn't real. And running through my final checklist of what I think can happen tonight, reviewing bios of about 40 to 42 kids that I think might be the 32 picks tonight, and just trying to chill a little bit and get my head straight.
He's an NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Mayock. And again, NFL Network is going to provide live coverage of the draft starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. Fox is going to air NFL Network's coverage of rounds 1 through 3. Mike, great to have you on right before the draft. Thanks for making time for it. Mike, have a great day.
You too, Jim. Thank you.
Mike Mayock. All right, lots to cover right there.